Okay. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto all of you, from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Dear friends in Christ, all created things have a purpose. Now think about that. There is no created thing that was built without purpose in mind. These intentional designs extend from the obvious to the less obvious. Everyone knows the purpose of a shovel, or a chair, or a pencil, or a telephone. They were created for digging, sitting, and writing, and conversation. Even those things in our world that seems pointless, like the hole in the top of a pop can are made for a purpose. Who knew that those holes in the top of a pop can were created to be twisted over the mouth of the can to be a straw holder? Humanity's ability to purposely create is truly impressive. Even when the outside observer may not be able to discern an item's purpose, that doesn't deny that the item has a purpose. That is a discernment problem, not proof of purposelessness. If humanity possesses the ability to create with purpose, it is therefore not a stretch to argue that humanity itself was created for a purpose. Implied in that statement is the reality that we have a creator. We live in a time and place where the mention of a creator may be unpopular. Yet we perceive beauty in creation. Therefore, it is reasonable to assert a creator does exist. We are part of creation. Therefore, we have a creator. The Bible makes it clear that our creator is the triune God, and that he has fashioned men and women for a purpose. You are here for a purpose. Unfortunately, the unbelieving world has lost her purpose. Statistics show that our society is suffering from a pandemic of purposelessness. According to a study conducted by Monitoring the Future, nearly 45% of middle and high school students say that their life is not useful. This is a stark increase from the year 2000, in which 25% of students of the same demographic answered similarly. And it is nearly 10% from the beginning of the COVID. It is up nearly 10% from the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. This isn't limited to teenagers, though. The data reveals a mindset that has led youth and adults alike to suffer depression and other insecurities. Devaluation of the human person has led many to self-harm and other destructive behaviors and addictions. Sad. The consequences of this are tragic, and sadly, they hit close to home for many. A soul unconscious of his or her purpose inevitably faces futile disappointment. In contrast to this, God assures that we all were created with purpose. In Ephesians, Paul says to those redeemed by Christ, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. In this single verse, God declares to us something incredible. He says that human beings created in his image, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ through faith, are his workmanship. This God who created the world and all that exists by speaking it into existence is the same God who created us in Christ Jesus. And through his word, he calls us who were dead in trespasses and sin to life through faith in Jesus Christ. In Genesis, when God created the world, he called each work of his hand good. And when God created man, he called Adam very good. Our Father, through the redeeming work of his Son Jesus, now bestows upon believers the same declaration of approval. Why? It is because we are God's workmanship. We were created with purpose. We are not a mistake, not an accident, not a blob of cells, not a bag of chemicals reacting to create an illusion of purpose. Believers in Jesus Christ are the choice. Carefully handcrafted treasure, an apple of God's eye, his creative masterpiece. From the moment you were being knitted together in your mother's womb, God began his careful construction of his chosen jewels of redemption. There is a tremendous value, meaning, and purpose in being God's masterpiece. Think for a moment. Traveling back in time to witness one of the great artists like Leonardo da Vinci or Michelangelo or Van Gogh creating one of their masterpieces. There isn't one of us, while witnessing the master attend to his craft, would walk up to him and say, I think you could use another star in the sky. Or perhaps you should consider taking just a bit more stone from that piece of sculpture. Nor would we, once they were finished, attempt to add our own brushstrokes or chisel marks to the finished piece. We would simply enjoy the opportunity to witness the master at work, and when he was done, we would take in the beauty of the work that he has created. That is to say, we would appreciate its intended purpose. Yet many who would give one of their limbs for such an opportunity can look in the mirror of God's masterpiece and fail to see the beauty of what he has made. In Christ Jesus, we are God's workmanship, and we are called to recognize that truth. As God's creative masterpiece, we were created with a purpose. Our text tells us that what that purpose is. He created us for good works. Christians sometimes confuse good works as a means by which to obtain the favor of God, but the text doesn't allow for this interpretation. God's favor is achieved before the works are assigned. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, lest anyone can boast. You remember? The workmanship is completed so the good works can be accomplished. Jesus, as the instrument, cannot produce music until its construction is complete. The believer's works aren't good until the master has accomplished his masterpiece. Good works are the fruit of the master's labors. This truth illustrates what good works actually are. God's purpose is being fulfilled through all of us. God creates vessels to accomplish his work in his way, on his behalf. Believers accomplish good works, serving their neighbors as the hands and feet of Jesus. And this is important, vocation. Lutherans call this the doctrine of vocation. Now, we are partners with the Lord. That is clear. That's God's covenant or agreement with us. He says, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. So this concept isn't new about doctrine of vocation, but it is transformational. The doctrine of vocation describes the believer's purpose. The word vocation carries the idea of calling. And in the case of Christian vocation, the callings come from God. Everyone has these callings in the areas of society. You have a vocation with society. You have a vocation with your family. And you have a vocation with the church. Being a child is a calling. Being a parent is a calling. Or grandparent is a calling. Being a student is a calling. Being a teacher is a calling. Being a citizen of the United States is a calling. Each so-called occupation is a calling. My calling was to serve the Lord as a pastor. I felt that calling when I was way back in elementary school, that I hoped I would be a pastor someday. But I didn't start out that way. I thought my calling was to be a school teacher, and I was for a while. But then the Holy Spirit worked on my heart, and I realized God was calling me into the holy ministry. And He did. And I will thank God for that calling every day of my life, as you should thank God for every calling He has given you. As God crafts each one of us in our callings, He places us in the presence of neighbors whom we are to love on His behalf. An example may help to illustrate this more fully. Take the calling of motherhood. I see a lot of mothers out here today. In this calling, mothers are given neighbors to love, family members to love, namely their children. As mothers serve their children by feeding them, dressing them, changing their diapers and potty training them, disciplining them, and comforting them, they act as Jesus to their children. And according to Matthew 25:40, in being faithful to her duties, the mother is also serving Jesus, who is hidden in her child. God bless our mothers. Although this may sound mundane, it is the purpose for which God gave to women with children. When people search for purpose and meaning in their lives, they tend to look for extraordinary future goals that are to be accomplished. The next mission trip opportunity, the new promotion at work, the philanthropic venture. These are good things and are certainly ways to love our neighbor. But they account for a very small portion of the callings God gives to believers. The doctrine of vocation teaches that in even the most mundane aspects of life, as masterpieces of the Almighty, we have a purpose. We are to be faithful in our callings. This is what Paul means in our text when he says that God has good works for us to do, what He has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. The Creator, who chose us before the foundation of the world, has a planned purpose for who we were to be. He knew our callings and prepared them for us as He knitted us together in the wombs of our mothers. He knew the neighbors who would need His love, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And he prepared us to be vessels of that love and service. He also knew that in fulfilling our purposes, we would see Him hidden in our neighbors. These callings are not something we choose. They are placed in the paths on which God calls us. We walk in them, as the text says. In the ordinary and sometimes boring stations of life, we are called to be faithful. We do not always have the privilege of seeing the final product of our work that is being accomplished. We see the proverbial back of the tapestry. We see the messy incompleteness. But as we walk in the paths that God calls us down, faithfully practicing good as we seek to love our neighbor, we are assured that God is working all things together for good for those who are called according to His purpose. Brothers and sisters in Christ, dear people, you are God's masterpiece. You were created for a purpose. You are the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. You demonstrate His love to a world that needs it. Oh! Life is sacred. It has purpose. Don't snuff it out. God says, live your life filled with His purpose. Amen? Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until His glory shines on the day of judgment. Amen.